Russ Beck at Seven Mountains Media. I heard about a tournament, a national tournament that's coming up. We got some local representation in this tournament, so I wanted to hear more about it. And I got a few of the players on the phone right now to tell me all about it. Megan, Piper, Lexi, thank you for chatting with us today.
Hi.
This is the 2024 Chipotle Mexican Girl USA Hockey Girls Tier 2 National Championship. We're going to start with Megan. Megan, ninth grade, Westmont High School. How did you get involved in hockey?
The game started with the little pens and everything, and that's when it all started, starting playing goalie around 10U.
Piper, tell me about your earliest hockey memories.
My earliest hockey memories is definitely skating with my grandpa at Learn to Skate.
Lexi, how did you get involved with hockey?
I started playing when I was younger in Little Pens.
What age are we talking about here with Little Pens? Two of you have mentioned that now.
4 or 5.
Yeah, 4 or 5-year-olds.
Hockey for 4 and 5-year-olds in this area.
It's really big, actually.
What is the name of the team you're involved in like right now?
The Pittsburgh Rebellion.
The Pittsburgh Rebellion. So you guys are from the Johnstown area. How do you get involved with the Pittsburgh Rebellion?
Megan started there, and then me and Lexi actually saw them playing one day, and we were like, maybe we should go try out for this team. So we tried out for it, and then we both ended up making it together.
So wait, you guys are all friends on top of being in the team together?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. So what's the season look like? When does it start? Kind of what other teams do you play? How's that work?
For the Rebellion, our season really starts at like the beginning of August. This year it started around like August 7th.
And then depending if you make it to Nationals or not, depends when it ends.
So now we're talking to you in late March. Is this still the season from last August?
Yes.
You're heading to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
A 14U team is going there.
What is the process of getting to South Dakota?
First, you have to be ranked high enough to get into mid-ams, and then you have to make it to the championship and get a bid to go to Nationals.
And it's always the top 2 teams from each that get to go to it.
This is unbelievable. So you guys from our area are one of the top 2 teams, and you're going halfway across the country to be in this tournament.
Yeah.
This is going to be on national TV. There's a hockey group that is funding this. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
What's your emotions like now? We're a couple weeks away from the tournament.
I'm really excited to go and experience it.
I'm really nervous, but also excited because I want to win this year.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Like, we've been putting in hard work for it.
What is your future like with this team, or how long can you be in it, and what's the step after that?
I'm planning on staying with the team as long as I can because I like the team a lot. I like the coaches, and the organization is just awesome in general.
Yeah, same with me and Lexi.
How do people find out more about the team? If they might want to get involved, if they might want to be a part of this team, what's the process here?
You have to go try out. For the team, there's usually like 2 to 3 tryouts, and then you have to like make it the team too.
Oh, guys, it is so cool what you guys are doing. From a very young age to be keeping up with this and to be now onto a national tournament, it is so cool, and I'm so happy I got a chance to chat with you guys and find out more about it.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any one of you guys, check in with me. Let me know how the tournament went. Let me know how things are going.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Bowen Moore PA podcast. If you have a charity, upcoming event, or 501c3, and you want to be featured in an upcoming episode, you can email me, producer Russ, at rbeckett@7mountainsmedia.com. R-B-E-C-K-E-T-T @7mountainsmedia.com. We keep checking back here for more news on what's going on in our area. It's the Bowen Moore PA podcast.